You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, April 18, 2018, week 243. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
This is Destiny Pizza. Time for some We've Reviewed. Mike, take it away.
All right, I'll talk about my MCU movies I've been watching. I'll talk about two of them because we missed a week, so I'll talk about the two I saw because next week is Avengers week. So I'm all the way caught up through the MCU.
No one can stop you. You're all the way caught
up. I'm all the way caught up. So I watched the last two, which were Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther. Thor Ragnarok totally changing the Thor franchise.
In a great way.
Which definitely needed to be changed. And then they realized, like, oh, all the side characters in Thor, no one cares about any of them, really.
And let's kill them all.
Lady Sif's not there, so she's out there somewhere, probably. I assume she'll show up in one of the Avengers movies. I don't know, but I assume so. But yeah, like, it's pretty cool to see a Thor movie that's a ton of fun. The Hulk's in it, there's more Avengers in it. And it's just like, and it's part of the larger story, like the end.
And Tessa Thompson's character is awesome.
Yeah, like every new character they added was awesome. Tessa Thompson was awesome. Like Jeff Goldblum's just being Jeff Goldblum is awesome. Like Korg is awesome. Like Hela was pretty cool. They didn't really give her much to do, but she's still cool.
Loki was pretty cool.
Loki, always like Loki. So it's just a really fun movie. And a pretty different Thor, too. And different, he acts really different. So it's cool to see. So very, very good watching Thor again. And then Black Panther. Psyched to watch this again.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I saw it came out. It comes out digitally.
Yeah, but May still 8th. In theaters, though.
It's still in theaters.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, I saw that it came out. And I was like, well, it's still in theaters, though. But, yeah, because I was wondering, if would they release it before Avengers so people can watch it? But they're like, no, people just watch it in theaters. They'll do what I did. I wonder if there's going to be a tiny bit of an uptick next week or something.
Did you get your movie pass in yet?
I got my movie pass, yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Because I saw two movies on this list, and I was like, huh.
It's like, I saw these movies because I got a movie pass.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I got a movie pass. I can watch some movies now. Yeah, so I watched Black Panther again. Just as cool, just as awesome. Really psyched. And I'm really glad to see where Black Panther goes in the future. It's the first movie that's like a team. It's really a team up. It's like the opposite of Thor. It's like, we don't care about Asgard. We don't care about the supporting cast, really. Mm-hmm. Black Panther's like the opposite. It's like, we love, like, the whole cast. We love everybody. Like, I feel like if you take certain characters out of, like, the next Black Panther, if a lot of these characters don't show up in the next movie, you're like, what the hell? Like, I want the whole Black Panther team. I don't just want T'Challa.
Yeah, I want everyone. I want the Rhino. I want, like, the dude with the lip ring.
Yeah.
I want, like, all these people.
You kind of want everybody back.
I want the kid who thought the spaceship was a Bugatti. It's like the minorest characters I want.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because up until this point, like, Marvel, you could almost do, like, Captain America, they took his whole supporting cast from the first one and were like, oh, he's in the future now, it's a completely different supporting cast, and it works. Iron Man, like, you can take everybody out, and, like, it's Iron Man, we don't care.
Yeah, they're like, they're just employees. Like,
Black Panther's completely different because he's a king of everybody, and you're like, oh, I love all these people. It's like, if you start making a Black Panther movie, he's not even in Wakanda the whole time.
Yeah, they're like, what happened to that little refugee kid?
Yeah, they're like, no, I need my whole Black Panther team kind of thing. So it's cool.
Where's that Korean lady?
I mean, not that far deep down, but I mean, they could go back to Korea. I don't care.
Where's the museum curator? Did she make it?
Yeah, she okay? Did that poison her? Did that kill her? Or did that actually?
Just, like,
did they shoot her too? Because they shot the other people. They're trying to escape.
Well, you have to assume
that. What about the other guy? Right? Wasn't there another guy they were? What about, like, Andy Serkis's entourage? What happened to all those people?
I think most of them are dead.
Probably. But yeah. Love seeing Black Panther get me hyped for Infinity War. Let's go back to Wakanda. So, pretty cool. And then I saw Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, which is an animated movie.
Original story, I think, right?
I believe it's an original story. It's animated, and it's rated R. So it was one of the most violent like,
was it like a necessary R though? Like,
because almost like, unnecessary. It was a really violent.
Yeah, because I feel like when they do that, like when they did it with this Killing Joke, they're like, oh yeah, well it's R. Let's just see how rated R we can get.
Yeah, it's like really confusing watching these movies because it's like the same. Because it's and this is like set in the same universe, I think, as like their DC movies. It's just like weird watching it because you're like, it just feels like you're watching a show when like the same style when you were a kid, but then they add super violent stuff. I'm like, this is just like kind of jarring a little, but still, I think it's like a better version of Suicide Squad that really tells me they should have made that live action Suicide Squad R, because it should have been more like this, where it's just like unnecessary like violence and
that's the thing. It needs to be unnecessary violence.
It has to be that. And they didn't do that in the movie live action version. It's like, it has to be violence, and it has to be violence against like real people. Like, we in Suicide Squad, you don't want to see them fighting like alien beasts. It's just like useless. What's the point then? What's the point if you're not going to get guns and like shooting people and being really violent? If you're not going to do that, there's no point, I think. So like, it was nice to see that, but like, it was just real. It's just a weird watch because you're like, I'm just noticing like how much more violent this is than like a regular standard PG-13 animated movie that they usually do. Because even like the other rated R, I think they did like a Justice League Dark that was R-rated. I think that was R-rated, but just they were like fighting demons and stuff. It didn't seem as violent as this one was. But yeah, I liked it mostly. They were cool. There was a cool connection because the Reverse Flash shows up. And there's like a connection to like Flashpoint in there. So it's like related to the Flashpoint movie in a way. So like, that's a cool little connection they got in there.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that. So that was cool. But yeah, I'd probably give that movie, I'd probably give it a 5 out of 8. Because it's like what you would do for a Suicide Squad movie, I think, if you were to do another live action one. It's, you got to make it like totally violent. And just make it something that you wouldn't see a normal, like the point of the movie. It's basically the point of the movie is to have a bunch of bad people doing really bad things. And you can't really do that if you're going to be tame with it, basically.
Okay. I watched A Quiet Place.
Ooh, hear good things. What I hear. I've not seen movie. It.
What a great movie.
Good theater experience.
Yeah.
Did you hear everybody in the theater eating popcorn and stuff?
No.
Was it like a pretty packed theater or?
No, it was a pretty empty theater. We went Saturday at like 11 a.m.
Okay, got it.
So it was like, there was 4 of us in our party. Mm-hmm. And then there was like probably another 10 or 20 people maybe.
Okay.
In like a big size theater.
Yeah.
You heard the other theater more than, that's the only thing that I hate when you go to the movies and you hear sounds from the other theaters.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever heard.
You can sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's usually never, you're never in the movie like that, where it's so quiet.
That's the thing.
So it's more noticeable, I think. Because I was hearing, like, people were talking about watching it, and they're like, oh, you noticed everything, like people eating popcorn.
Yeah, because it's such a quiet movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really loved it. It was so good. It was, like, not a, I thought it was going to be more of, like, a straight-up horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a sci-fi movie.
Mm.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. It's kind of more like maybe like an M. Night Shyamalan movie in the sense of like those aren't really that scary.
Yeah. It's like that where it's not.
Because that's how I would categorize like M. Night Shyamalan or like even a Get Out like type thing.
It's, yeah, but Get Out is like, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's like Get Out.
Get Out's even less scary probably than.
Which one? I'd say Get Out's more scary. Than
really?
This one is just, it has suspenseful things, and then there's like one scene where you're like, it does a thing where in horror movies you're like, okay, like, but like it sets something up and you're like, this is gonna happen, like it's inevitable until this one thing happens. Luckily that was only like 10 minutes, but I mean at the end of the day this movie's rated PG-13,
like yeah exactly,
so it's nothing crazy. There was that one scene where I was like, woof, like I didn't say anything, but I was like, Jesus Christ, like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
How did, like, we all knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, really good movie. And then it's weird, I did see one thing before I saw the movie that kind of ruined it, where I was saying that, like, it sets up a sequel perfectly. I would disagree with that. Yeah. I would say that, like, ideally this movie wouldn't have a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But they did some cool stuff in this movie. Really makes me wonder what I would do in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Probably die.
Probably.
Yeah, I give this movie an 8 out of 8. This movie was great. It was phenomenal. Cool.
Yeah, it's doing really well, too.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money.
Yeah. It was...
Yeah, it's like... And this is John Krasinski's original story, right?
Yeah, John Krasinski directed it.
Yeah.
And
debut, right?
Yeah, apparently... It was like supposed to be a Cloverfield movie, and then they're like, no, really? Let's not make it a Cloverfield movie. And it makes sense if it was a Cloverfield movie. It's like that.
It could be.
That's where I'm saying it is like a sci-fi movie, because you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I do have one problem. My one problem with this movie is a problem that I see happening in the monster movie genre right now, and I feel like everything always has to look like a Demogorgon now.
Yeah.
Ever since Stranger Things. Pennywise from It looks like a Demogorgon.
Mm-hmm.
All these monsters look like Demogorgons, and I think it. While it is cool that you're like, what if the monster unwrapped itself and you saw more of it?
Yeah.
Like teeth and stuff like that. It's cool.
Yeah, it's just like, think of something else, maybe.
But like, the Demogorgon is doing it so well.
Yeah.
Tried thinking of something
else. It's just as scary, because it's not, I assume it's something you don't see most of the movie. Or do you see it a lot?
Once you see it the first time, you start seeing it regularly.
Okay, got it.
But it's like, but like in It, you only saw it one time.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, oh, that's why he looks like that. And it was something that, like, in the original movie, it was kind of like that, but they changed it for the newer one.
Yeah.
It's just my thing. I think I'm getting.
No, I get it. Cause, well, that's what happens with a lot of types of movies. It's like.
Yeah, when it's like
when they repeat, it's almost like superhero movies in the sky beam. It's like there's repeats of the same looking type of thing, even if it's a different thing. It's like,
yeah,
it looks like, the same. Why? Like, you guys can do different things. You don't have to recycle almost the exact same looking thing. It's like, do something else. Just change it.
Like, I know that it's like, the concept will this still is carry successful.
Through. Yeah. Like
this, like, is what people... this thing is super successful.
Yeah.
In genre that's usually not mainstream, like,
but
I think it's a sign of being lazy.
Yeah, I get that. Can I talk about my next movie?
Yeah,
let's see. I saw Brawl in Cell Block 99
with Vince Vaughn. Was this a comedy?
Not a comedy, very serious movie, very violent movie. Also,
you're just on a tear with these violent movies.
Well, this one's not a cartoon.
Is it?
It is not a cartoon. It'd be cool if Vince Vaughn in cartoon form.
In a sublock.
Yeah. So basically it's the story of like Vince Vaughn. He like gets laid off from his job, so he chooses to become a criminal, basically.
Reasonable.
But he seems like he's a good guy, but he's put in a bad spot kind of thing. So he has to keep making choices that keep leading him down a bad path, but he I don't know if it's because it's I think it's a lot because it's Vince Vaughn. You're like, oh, I like Vince Vaughn. So, like, what he does, so I'm like, oh, I get it. He has to do some certain things because he's, like, just put in this situation. So he keeps getting pushed farther and farther and has to doing worse and worse things. And then he gets put in jail and he keeps getting pushed farther and farther. And then, like, most of the movie, he just ends up having to beat the hell out of a lot of people.
Which is crazy. Which is how old is Vince Vaughn?
That's a good question.
He has to be older than the average person in prison.
That's a good question.
How old do you think Vince Vaughn is?
Let's see. I think he's younger than Will Ferrell, which you said was 50. So probably like 47?
Close. 48.
48, okay. So he was younger than Will Ferrell. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was really cool to watch Vince Vaughn beat up a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And that was like, yeah, it was like really cool. So like,
I want to see a movie where Vince Vaughn and Johnny Knoxville play brothers.
Oh, that would work, I think. How tall is Johnny Knox?
I think Johnny Knox is pretty tall.
Yeah, because Vince Vaughn's really tall. So yeah, I really like this movie though. It was really cool. It was just like him going on a rampage of like destroying people, but like his character was like, I don't want to do this, but I've been put in this situation that I have to.
Johnny Knoxville, 6'1".
6'1", okay. Vince Vaughn's like 6'4".
Yeah, so that could be brothers.
Yeah, that would work perfectly.
And they look kind of alike.
Yeah. That should be a movie.
6'5", Vince Vaughn's height.
6'5", okay. Yeah, so very, very entertaining movie if you want to watch Vince Vaughn beat up a bunch of people. Very fun.
What do you rate it?
I'd probably give it a 7. Very, nice. Very enjoyable.
I watched James Acaster Repertoire, which is 4 stand-up specials.
Oh, okay.
That all start with the letter R. And he's a British comedian that I've seen on some panel shows, and they were all very enjoyable to me. And I think that he might, I don't know, at the end of the final one, they show him like leaving, like exiting one stage and entering onto another and starting another stand-up special.
Yeah, and but that's just an edit?
I don't know.
Or you think he actually did that?
I assume that means that like at the fourth one, you're supposed to be like, holy crap, he did all 4 of these at the same time.
Yeah, but it's not like an edit?
I don't know.
I feel like that'd be an edit. I can't imagine, but maybe. Maybe that was the feat of it. I don't know.
The fact that he did all 4 of the same, like,
yeah,
one after another.
Yeah, maybe. They're all 4. They're obviously all 4 different ones.
Let me see.
Because it reminds me kind of like the Chris Rock thing, but that one's weird. You've seen the Chris Rock, you've seen the Chris Rock one where they cut between 3 different places.
Yeah. It's like that. There's like
very,
this one.
Very weird.
There's this Indian comedian, and he did one on Netflix where it's, he's famous in India and he's a nobody here.
Yeah.
So he did one in like a stadium in India, like the biggest stadium in India.
Yeah.
And he did one in a tiny comedy club in New York.
Yeah.
And he did the same sets.
Yeah.
And he cuts between the two.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. I like the contrast there. Chris Rock's was just like different audiences across the world, but they were still like as big of venues, pretty much.
Oh, it was 3 nights in a row. And then he did another show of previous material to tie all 4 together. And then they filmed all 4 shows.
Okay, so it was like just a transition.
Yeah, they filmed all 4 in September. Okay. Yeah, really good. Very British, though. I don't know how much people would like it.
Yeah.
That's the thing with British comedians. I thought it was brilliant. It's very clever. But I have a fondness for clever that I think the average person does not. So watch at your own risk. I give this one a 7 out of 8. And the fact that it's 4 specials, it's 4 hours of
that's
comedy.
That's a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
That feat's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You can write that much comedy content.
Exactly. 3 hours of completely new content.
Yeah.
And 1 hour of previously performed material.
Mm-hmm.
Then I watched Irreplaceable You. Have you heard of this movie, Mike?
No, what is this
Apparently
movie?
It's the saddest movie on Netflix.
Really?
Google Irreplaceable You, there's going to be articles about how sad this movie
really?
Is on Netflix.
Really?
Allegedly.
But you do not agree how sad it is? Or?
I found it very sad, but I did not cry.
Okay. But do you usually cry?
I have been able to cry in movies.
All right.
There's weird things that make me cry in movies. I was watching I think I cried when I watched Force Awakens.
Which part?
Just the fact that it was happening.
Stormtroopers! I've waited so long. Han Solo's back in Millennium Falcon.
See, it has a horrible rating. I thought it was a decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
But my coworker was saying that it's a very sad movie.
Mm.
But it's like this. I had a bunch of people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Gugu, Mbatha Raw, Christopher Walken, Kate McKinnon. It's a reach of a story. I'll say that much. It's about this couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they've known each other since.
I like her.
Yeah, she was in Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah.
And she was in the
Black Mirror, right?
San Junipero episode of Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah.
I think she was going to be in Star Wars at one point. I think she was somebody up for the role, for a role.
Yeah, she was up for Rey.
Like yeah, I feel like for one of the roles. But I don't think she ever got.
So they're a couple, and they are in... The movie starts out at their engagement party. Actually, the movie starts out at Tombstone.
Whoa.
And it's him, and it's her narrating the movie.
Whoa. He's dead before the movie starts?
No, she's dead before the movie starts.
What? How are you going to get invested in sad? You know she's dead.
That's the thing. They're engaged, and
that's like Up being like, she's dead.
Well, yeah, that's what Up did.
No, it built it over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, Gravestone and then be like, do-do-do-do-do. I don't think that's as
no, that'd be crazy.
Sad. It's still sad. Not as
So the premise is a couple who's been together forever. The woman finds out she's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to find someone for him to fall in love with.
That's a weird
premise.
Really weird premise.
She loves him so much that...
Come on.
She doesn't want... She finds her boyfriend socially awkward, and he is worried that he won't be able to find someone after she dies.
Come on. Come on. Seems very unrealistic.
Yeah.
I feel like he's got plenty of time, though. I mean, if he doesn't, then he doesn't. I mean,
I know. The fact is that they're young.
Yeah, they're young. If he's... Yeah, it seems weird because they're young.
I thought it was a decent movie, though.
Okay.
It was a decent...
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Was it? It was sad, though?
It was sad. There was only one line, though, that was sad to me. Or not that sad, that like choked me up, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And it was something like, if someone loved me as much as she loves you for 10 minutes, like, something, something, something. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But I think it's because it's like an outsider revealing to the person, like, you know how lucky you
are. Perspective, yeah.
Yeah, giving that person perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this conversation with you before where mm-hmm. we were watching Ugly Delicious, and I was like,
yeah.
The whole scene, to me, that chokes me up. I think I probably cried the first time I saw that scene.
Yeah, I get that totally.
Because like it's this guy who painstakingly
mm-hmm.
is like a perfectionist with a pretty much throwaway food. It's like a yakitori, which is just like Japanese barbecue on skewers.
Yeah.
And he's such a perfectionist that he like elevates it to an art form.
Yeah.
But he's so humble, and the guy, David Chang, goes there, and he's like, you do realize how special this is. Like, this is beautiful. This is art.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time, he says, the whole time he was eating, and he was just thinking about when he can come back and eat it again. And, like, the guy is just like, oh, like, it's the feeling of being appreciated, I think, that is so beautiful.
There's a look on his face, too.
Yeah. It's like this weird, I don't know what they did with the filming. It's just really strange. It's like that over the course of, like, an hour and a half.
All right. I get that.
Well, that's like the line that choked me up.
Yeah.
But it's a good movie, but like it kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
But Paperboy's in it.
Oh, I like him too.
So there you go.
Got almost sold me because I like two of the people in it. So I mean,
that
may be enough.
Christopher Walken, Kate McKinnon.
Really? Why are there so many people in this movie?
Yeah.
Is this a Netflix only movie? Or
it's a Netflix original movie.
Really? Okay.
Say it's up for an award. But
of course not. Not getting good ratings, but seems interesting to me.
I want to read some of
these. I think maybe you sold me more on the movie, though.
Maybe it has
that premise
a horrible rating.
Because that premise seems like it'd go a ridiculous place, but you say that it's sad. So.
Well, I think it's ridiculous for the sake of being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because let me see. I want to see.
Do people not like the same things
they're
you
like,
don't like?
Oh, maybe it's unbelievable because they're an interracial couple. You know, you have to be aware of that nowadays. Yeah. This is a horrible review. 2 out of 5. Tearjerker deals with love, death, and grief. Some swearing.
That's the review?
That's the
review. Why is
it two? I don't get it.
Yeah, you got to tell me why it's 2 stars. You can't just say things that make me think it's a good movie.
Also, she has a nurse in here that I forgot where I've seen him before. But he's really funny. I liked his character. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I'll give it like a 6 out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I'm not ashamed of it. I appreciated this movie, and I feel like you shouldn't hide your appreciation for things.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though I like to hide my appreciation for a lot of things. But if I was in, I hide it to other people, but if I was directly in front of the person, I would tell them how much I appreciate them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the key. You have to let the person, it doesn't matter what you tell the other people, it's what I tell directly to the UFC, tell directly to WWE, and tell directly to Dungeons and Dragons.
Exactly.
Game of Thrones.
True.
I won't shit on a lot of those things to everyone else. I'll defend them ardently. But WWE is the one that I will shit on in public because I'm like, oh, it's not that great.
Could be better.
It is enjoyable. I will say that much. WWE and Irreplaceable You. I had a weird week this week.
Yeah, it seems like it, man. Watching two very different feelings, probably watching WWE and watching Irreplaceable You.
Yeah. Forgot to watch one more thing.
I watched another movie also. I watched Pacific Rim Uprising.
That's just like Irreplaceable You, I think.
Very much so. Very tearjerker. They talk about
it's a quiet place in Irreplaceable You, and in the middle somewhere
it's pretty
is
much
Pacific Rim Uprising.
In there. And I'm like, hey, it is sad Idris Elba died in the last movie. Remember? He died in the last one. It's pretty much like Idris Elba died. He was a hero in the last movie, but who cares about the white dude, whatever he did? It's like they do a throwaway line like he got a job in the private sector.
He's Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah, his character, whatever.
That's so crazy.
But like, because John Boyega's Idris Elba's
supposed
son.
To be Idris, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, oh yeah, Idris Elba died in the last one. Yeah, so I like the first Pacific Rim. So
me too.
Yeah, so I also like this movie.
Crazy talk.
Not crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Not at all.
I can't
you haven't
say
seen
anything.
It.
Yeah.
Don't knock till you see it. See, I really like John Boyega, though.
Great actor.
Yeah, he's very fun.
Will you watch that Detroit movie where he's like a cop who's like dealing with racism?
I might, but he's just not as fun in that movie, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
This is like peak John Boyega fun.
Yeah.
He's like a lot of fun. This is like John Boyega from like Attack the Block.
Okay.
This is like fun John Boyega. And like, I almost think Finn should be more like this John Boyega. That's I'm like, have him more like this. He's a lot of fun. He's just a fun character in this. So yes, I really like this movie. I thought it was fun. It like,
if I took a shot every time you said fun, I think I'd have
fun.
Because
it was that's all. That's what it was.
Right now.
Fun movie. But yeah, Charlie Day comes back.
Yeah, does the other guy?
That was cool. The other guy comes back. Mako comes back from the first one.
The girl.
I think that's all the people from the first one.
Any kaijus come back from the first one?
I don't even remember like what those were.
What about the Jaegers?
The Jaeger. The main Jaeger.
Comes
what
back?
They call it Gypsy.
Yeah.
That one comes back. And they got a bunch of new Jaegers and stuff. But
okay, can I give you some things and can you tell me if I'm right?
Yeah, do you want to know if you're right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the movie start out with like the kaijus are taken under control? Yes or no?
How so? What do you mean?
Like, they don't talk about, like, it's been years since that first thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been 10 years or whatever since.
And we haven't seen any kaiju since then.
Correct. Yeah.
Now there's some sort of league between Jaegers fighting.
No.
Like
no.
A competition or something?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, you didn't get it.
Because in the trailer.
Every plot point, like, no, the trailer actually doesn't tell you what the plot
it
is.
I know, but it seems like there's Jaegers fighting.
Maybe there are.
Is there like a war where the Jaegers are fighting? Like the countries are using Jaegers to fight wars?
No.
Is there a reason Jaegers are fighting
Yes, there's a reason, but it's part of the plot that you don't get from the trailer. You actually don't get the plot from the trailer.
How far into the movie are Jaegers fighting?
I'd say about 30 or 40 minutes.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Because I was assuming in my head... Mm-hmm. But like, oh yeah, it's been such a long time. Like, I imagine if we were in world peace, we would only use drones for like the Olympics. Like, which country is the best drone operator?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, luckily they kept preparing, even though they. I was like, are they going to have not prepared for 10 years? Because they're kind of screwed. They got to get like Jaegers out of mothballs or something.
See, that's what my thinking was. Like in real life, we would use all this like military stuff. Like, oh, we'd have the tanks would be an event in the Olympics. Yeah. Tank yeah. operating.
I still feel like 10 years isn't long enough time to like completely shut off. Like they, people are like, I think it'd have to be a generation where you're like, we've never seen these things.
Well, not, I'm not saying shut them off, but I'm saying yeah. like, use them for sport.
I mean, that's possible that's going on too. I don't know.
That's what I thought would be the premise. But like, that's how I thought the movie would start. Where like, they're like, oh yeah. Like,
yeah.
This is the American team. Like, yeah, his dad was a military guy. That yeah, operated the
Jaegers. That's not how it starts.
That's how they should have started the movie.
Yeah.
No, is that better?
I think that
is like, my idea better than the, how they started the
movie. I like how they started the movie.
Okay. Harsh, but okay.
I like how they started the movie because it's like not in the I think they did a good job with the trailer because I don't really know what's in the trailer, what the movie's about exactly. And the starting's not in the trailer. So like, I thought they did a pretty good job on the trailer.
Okay.
So, but. Like Scott Eastwood in this movie. I don't know.
Oh, why, yeah, I forgot that.
I don't know why he's in any movie. I never like Scott Eastwood in any movie. He's just like a random white dude.
That's what are your
in
thoughts movies. On Clint?
I like Clint Eastwood.
There you go.
I think Clint Eastwood pops in movies, but what Scott about Eastwood.
Fury?
See, he's like the least interesting. I don't even remember what he does. Like, what's his. Shia LaBeouf's better in that movie.
That's crazy.
Like, John Bernthal's better in that movie. Like, everybody.
That's even crazier.
Brad Pitt. Like they're all way
that's
better.
Crazy
Scott Eastwood, I can't remember his storyline in that movie, but I know what's going on with all those other characters.
Suicide Squad, we remember his character. He was a useless character who screwed everyone over.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, I think he's in the Fast and Furious movie. Like he's always useless. I'm like, he's in so many of these big movies, but I'm like,
The Longest Ride. Do you remember that movie?
I never saw that movie.
Me neither.
But I don't know why he's...
He was in The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah. Like, he's just there, but there's no purpose for him in any of these movies.
Would you watch this movie from 2015 called Diablo, starring Scott Eastwood and Walton Goggins?
Ooh, see, Walton Goggins, I bet, is really interesting in that movie.
But he doesn't make the poster. Scott Eastwood makes the poster.
But I bet you Walton Goggins is the most interesting thing in that movie.
Yeah. I want to try to find this movie. So
is that why he was in Suicide Squad? Because he was already in a movie called Diablo, and they're like, there's a guy named Diablo in this movie.
Oh, what? Is that Danny Glover?
You're just picking out all the way more interesting
Danny
people.
Glover's in this movie, too.
So I'm saying.
This is crazy.
I think every movie Scott Eastwood is in with a lot of famous people that are all way
more
interesting.
The first review, 1 out of 10. Awful movie is the title. This movie was simple.
Maybe so.
That's
why we haven't heard of it.
Waste of time. This is not a Western. This was a strange beast. He should have asked his father for help. Good actor, bad movie. And then one person, 10 out of 10. Honestly, this movie is not as bad as people say. It took me 35 to 45 minutes to get over the fact that Scott sometimes really looks like his father. That he sometimes sounds like his father. That he is in no way smoking small cigars like his father, winky face. Once I was over that, I could enjoy this movie. It has an interesting story that I have not seen in any other Western before. Nice, but foreseeable twist as well. The landscape is incredible! 2 exclamation marks. The scenery alone and the fact that there is not much dialogue adds tremendous amounts of beauty to this movie. I'm a huge fan of Western movies in general. My main preference would be Italo Western. But like I said, this one is different than any Western I know. I enjoyed it. If you let go of the whole Eastwood thing, you might find yourself
liking
the movie.
I feel like I'm never thinking Clint when I watch Scott Eastwood, but that may be just me. But if you're watching a Western, though.
Now the 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
With the movie was simple, horrendous. The person put, simple. I'm reading it, I'm not having a stroke, okay? Was simple, horrendous. Eastwood's attempt to mimic his dad, all capitalized for some reason, with his icy stare and shimmering lip, simply did not work. The plot itself, I think a shivering lip is supposed to be. The plot itself made no sense whatsoever. The only redeeming feature of this movie was the cameo appearances from Walton Goggins and Danny Glover.
Cameo appearances.
Although I watched the whole film, I sat struggling not to turn it off, telling myself it would improve. It did not. The wooden acting by Eastwood could only be compared to that of Arnie in his early career. Having seen Eastwood in other movies, I can definitely say he's a much better actor than his performance in this flick. The plot of the movie was very thin, and the twist then simply made the whole thing even worse than it was. The only word I can use to describe the plot slash twist is nonsensical. Avoid like the plague.
Wow.
I feel like this is a new feature coming along where I read a 10 out of 10 review on IMDb and a 1 out of 10 review on IMDb.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
And you try to tell me what movie it is.
Ooh, I do like that. That's a good one. A movie we've seen, right? Right,
yeah,
I guess should do that. That's a good one.
Or maybe I should do like, I don't know. We can figure it out. Maybe yeah. Like Academy Award winning movies,
yeah,
or something like that. Because people are gonna shit on it no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, should be a good one. Yeah, there's always gonna be 1 stars and always gonna be 10 stars.
Always.
Oh, every single time.
So. And they're probably gonna be both poorly worded, poor grammar.
We're being very poor grammar saying poor grammar.
Anyways, Pacific Rim Uprising.
Yes. I think it's worth a watch if you like the first one. I mean, if you don't care about the first one, like, you're not going to like this one because it's like the first one. So, like, I think I like the first one more because it was like the first one. But, like, I would have preferred if, like, John Boyega started and was the guy in the first one to be the main character. Yeah.
So, would you have preferred to see Charlie Hunnam in this movie? Or would you rather see John Boyega in the first movie, replace Charlie Hunnam.
I would definitely rather see John Boyega in the first movie.
But is Charlie Hunnam. Okay, so is it
weird? I mean, I kind of like...
Because, like, that girl is kind of like the adopted daughter of Idris Elba. Do they talk about that at all?
Yes. That's all explained in the movie.
Wouldn't it be weird if the movie was about, like, this guy's son and adopted daughter piloting a Jaeger together?
Yeah. That's why it's in retrospect. It only works in retrospect. And they're like, hey, John Boyega has a British accent. Like, I wonder if what their plan was for the movie. And then they're like, wait.
They're like, shoot, we're looking at
John Boyega. Oh, wait, he's black and has a British accent. And
they're
so
like, what about that guy from Get Out? And they're like, he's busy.
He's doing Black Panther. It's like, but this guy's doing Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is done. He can do it right now.
Yeah, and they're like, don't you know this is an off year?
Yeah, you should have known that. But Black Panther was now, so. Yeah, so. I don't know. Like, it would have been, that's a weird story to go right off the bat. It's like, oh, it's adopted.
You're like, it's a military general and he's giving it's his
like,
two
wow,
kids.
Wow, this is very, like a lot of nepotism going on in this this futuristic world.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think if you like the first movie, you'll like this movie. And yeah, I think it's worth a watch.
What would you rate it?
I'd rate it 6 out of 8.
Oh, so it's just like Irreplaceable You.
Yes, it's on the same level. Like, not don't be expecting like a earth-shattering story and all that, but like, if you want to just watch robots punch big monsters, I mean, that's the movie to watch, I think.
Yeah, I think we should do the 2-rating thing, and then we should each choose a rating that we more agree with.
Yeah, oh, closer to the 2, the 1 or the 10.
Yeah, which is closer to our thoughts on the movie.
I agree with that. I think that's a good idea. Maybe we should do it for like all the movies we watch and
we've watched
in the
week. Have like,
or is that too much? Well, so most of the time we don't watch this many movies in like to expand.
But I think it could be for like major movies that we have to think of movies that we disagree with.
Yeah, there's not many.
Batman Rises. Yeah, that's the easy one.
Yeah,
I guarantee like you, I'll agree with the unless. The rare thing would be like, wow, I am really shitting on this movie. or Man of Steel, where I'm just like, you know what? That's a little harsh. You know, like that one review was harsh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, that was a little too much. I mean, like, I didn't like it as much, but like,
I wouldn't go that far.
Guy is like, no, that's not, it's not all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in there somewhere. I just don't know when, which movie to pick or like when we should do it.
It could just be random movies.
Could be just random when we feel
like Pirates of the Caribbean.
But should we make it a section of the podcast on a certain day? Or
maybe when I can't think of America's Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
I think America's Sweetheart's running its course.
It could be on its last legs. We could replace this with that.
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
It has been 5 years. Not many good people left, man.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that's gone on the last five years.
It's tough, man. Let's talk about TV shows.
Okay. I'll talk about Legion. Legion came back. First 2 episodes of season 1 are out. I believe the third one should be out, but I haven't seen it yet. And it has brought us back to this world, which is amazing and trippy as hell. But I actually think it's like gotten it's explaining more than the first season did, because at the start of the first season it like doesn't really explain anything till like the sixth episode or so. But this season it seems like you kind of know what's going on, sort of. There's still a lot of mystery because it's just the show. And for all I know with the show, like, they could go five seasons in and be like, oh yeah, it was all in his head from the beginning. Or like, they literally do anything with this show that they're like, oh, he wasn't even here or whatever. Because he's just a crazy mutant with crazy powers that it's like, I don't know what's real, but it's a lot of fun to watch because it's just, I think this writer, the showrunner, is really talented. He does like Fargo and stuff too. So I like the way, I like his style. Because you don't know what's going to show up. They do weird dance battles. They do weird, like, visual things.
Yeah.
So.
Is Aubrey Plaza still in the show?
She's still in the show. Like, you got. She's, like, a huge part of the show. She's awesome. So, it's a lot of fun. And I'm glad it still exists. And I'm going to keep watching it. So, check that out or catch up on season one. Because it's very trippy. Bonkers.
Okay.
And you don't even have to really like superheroes to like it.
Yeah, it's like barely a superhero show.
It's barely a superhero show. It's just like, that's just the concept to get you to watch the trippiness of the show. Then it's in a weird way, it grounds it more because you're like, if you were just do a show like this, and what, like, why is it so trippy? But this is like all mutant powers, so it's trippy because this guy is crazy. This guy has crazy powers, so it's trippy, basically. That's the reason, I think.
Okay, so full disclosure, Atlanta, mm-hmm. I have not seen this week's episode.
Okay, that's fine.
And then I found out I accidentally skipped an episode this season.
Oh.
And I went back and rewatched it. It was the one where it was racist all the time. The whole thing was racist against... Like, he went to the movie theater to pay for
Hunter. Oh, yeah. But you saw the barbershop one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a weird episode.
The barbershop one?
No, that one followed by the next episode.
Well, see, the thing is, I watched Legion, and I thought that was trippy. And then I watched Atlanta, and I was like, this is more trippy than Legion.
Yeah, because it's like, is that, maybe he's high.
Yeah, it's like, this is like a really, this is the weirdest character, like, he's the weirdest character on the show. So I'm like,
and it's like all about
maybe
him.
From his perspective, something else is going on.
How long did it take you to notice that Teddy was Donald Glover?
Probably like 5 minutes. I figured it out after. I was like, oh, I've heard this voice. Yeah. Like, he's done this voice variation in a way. In some
apparently, he was very method with it, where the whole day on set, he was just in costume and everything. That's in creepy. Character. Yeah, that sounds really creepy.
Yeah,
because so that episode was really good.
Yeah, it's crazy to watch.
Teddy.
I forgot what it's called.
Teddy Perkins.
Yeah, so he was like a famous musician. He was like a Michael Jackson type character, kind of. Where he's just an old famous musician. But like, yeah, I was like, it was weird to see him play a character in that show because he's so different from like Earn that he plays in the show that I'm like, this is just like bizarre to watch.
This guy says that his episode was...
And apparently they aired that. I didn't watch it on TV, but like they aired it
without commercials.
Yeah.
This guy's saying that his short film was ripped.
Really?
Or a Teddy.
What?
We'll see. Anyways, yeah. So, they were great. I liked them both.
Yeah. I really like Atlanta this season.
Yeah, so far it's really great.
It's just like, yeah, they've been going this season, like, each character almost has in their own episode.
Which they kind of did the last season as well, but not as much.
Yeah, like, the next episode you haven't seen is...
It's all about Van.
Yeah, to her whole episode. So.
I saw like the first 5 minutes. I saw them go up to the van.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm so like, how did they put those rings in her hair? That's all I can think about when I watched
there's
that.
Been less Earn so far this season. He hasn't got his own episode yet, really.
Yeah.
Like, he got the Alligator Man, kind of, but like, it was still like more of a group episode, like, sort of.
I think his episode was, well, it wasn't even his own episode though.
He's had,
that
like they've each had
Moneybag Shorty.
Like they've literally had their own full episode so far. I don't think he's had his full own episode so far. But we'll see what's coming. They only usually have like 10, 10, 10
six episodes so far.
I think so. It always goes by so quick because they're only half hour too. So you're like, oh, there's not much of the show.
Yeah.
But that, really good. That's so probably why it's so good, because they only have so many, so they don't have to do like 20. And be like, oh, we're not creative anymore.
That's why FX has seasons of episodes that you want.
Smart.
Not overdrawn out episodes.
Exactly. They're like, Always Sunny, take off 2 years. We don't care.
Yeah.
Like, we'll let you guys do what you want.
And then Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this one we screwed up. Should have been under movies, but it's kind of.
Oh. Yeah, I never know what to put when it's on Netflix. I'm like,
yeah.
Because it's a movie.
I saw this as well.
Yes.
Post Malone can sing, man.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Justin Roiland. It was like this weird.
Well, it was a weird mashup because the. Okay, so everything's like Seth Rogen-y and like a bunch of dick jokes. And then the Muppets show up.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a weird. Like. Because if a kid sees like a screenshot, they're like, the Muppets are here. I'm like, they can't watch any of the rest of this.
No, because the first one is about putting a vape pen in your dick hole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very like, you couldn't even put this on Comedy Central, I don't think. I think it's got to be a Netflix, like HBO type of thing.
So yeah, this was weird and funny, I guess, but it would
some people's bits were good.
Yeah, like some of the stand-up was really weird because I was like, this seems rushed.
Because they only have like 2 minutes or whatever the heck the time. I'm like, oh, I want to see more of some of the stand-up.
Like Sarah Silverman talking about her time she got lunch with Kanye, and then like that's where she ended her joke. And I was
like, that's abrupt.
It's like, I would like,
I was like, that Sacha Baron Cohen bit was weird with the animal voiceover thing.
Yeah.
I was like, some of these bits are weird. But some of the stuff was fun.
Yeah. And then it got very serious where he talked about his mother-in-law.
Like, whoa, Seth Rogen saying serious stuff is weird.
And like giving the call.
Or like, obviously it's for charity, so that's
like, did you see the thing where they did the call? And I was like, this is weird. Like, they're like, oh, it's me. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm Seth's husband. He's like, hi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
know, hello. Yeah.
You're like, do you think they know it's Seth Rogen? Like,
yeah, it's Seth Rogen. It's like, I don't think they do. I don't think they know who Seth Rogen is.
Yeah.
Like, it's so awkward.
But it's a good thing that they're doing, man.
Yeah,
My great aunt had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
It was very rough to see.
Yeah.
I mean, so anything that brings more attention to a truly horrifying disease.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad they did in the awareness and everything.
Do you think this is like the new thing? Because there's like a bunch of these comedy things that are big like in England.
Yeah.
Do you think this is where they're going to do it?
Netflix? It seems like the place, right? Because they've been doing this for years. Like this.
Hilarity. I think it's like a private event though.
Oh, they haven't put it on TV until now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I was like, I haven't heard of this thing. But yeah,
I think it's like an event you can like go to and pay a lot of money.
Well, obviously, all those people there were rich people who paid money, and that's
like at the Hollywood Palladium. I've never seen the Hollywood Palladium like that.
Are they like pissed because they're like, this is exclusive?
You can.
I want Kermit all to myself. Now other people getting Kermit jokes.
They get David Chang. They get all these famous people. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. They only get David Chang just to go out there and not really do anything.
Yeah.
It's because food. Oh, they were doing. That was the whole concept of the show.
It was like they're trying to master. And they had Jeff Goldblum.
The algorithm. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. But they did get a lot of people.
Yeah. Last Man on Earth. I've been watching this show. Mm-hmm. I think I'm about over halfway done with season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Phil Lord and Chris Miller show.
Good show. Can you tell me the concept of why they're. What the concept is? Like, why is he the last man? Or is this too spoilery that I. Should just watch the
show. Will Forte is the last man on Earth.
Well, how so? Why?
They don't tell you why.
Okay, so that's spoilery.
Yeah, they don't blatantly tell you.
Okay, this is spoilery. There's other characters on the show. Is that spoilery?
It happens within like 2 episodes.
Okay, I don't think that's spoilery. Then why are there other characters on the show?
We don't know.
Okay.
But
answers to the show, just the comedy is
so
funny.
So the cool thing is there's like a lot of cameos and stuff like that.
Yeah. How? But he's not the last man on Earth then. That's what I don't get. The title of the show like confused me because it's not true.
Yeah. But the weird thing is like I saw someone in the show and I'm like, oh, this is what that person's been doing.
Like, they've been on a television show for 4 years.
Yeah. Or it's like, well, they would do like guest appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems they've been on like two or three episodes. Mm. And I'm like,
how many episodes are in a season? Or were first you only like got through 10, the first? So.
Second season's like 20 something. And then I think it's like 20 something.
Okay. Got it.
And maybe it's like 24, 22, 23.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Then I've been watching a few episodes of Santa Clarita Diet.
Just season one or?
Yeah, I've only watched like five episodes maybe.
All right.
Fell asleep.
Any good? Drew Barrymore's like a zombie or something?
It's weird. Kind of? There's like, yeah, it's, she's like a zombie, but she isn't.
She eats brains, right?
No, she doesn't eat brains. She eats like human flesh.
Human flesh, okay. But she doesn't look.
She doesn't look like a zombie, but she's more impulsive, which they say is.
Did
like
she die and then she has to be?
No. So in the first episode, she's like a realtor.
Yeah.
And it's in Santa Clarita. And like she's showing a house and her husband's also a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lives between two cops. So one's a LAPD, the other's Santa Monica Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And like she's showing this house and she violently vomits all over the house.
Oh, okay.
Or like all over the room. All
right.
And like throws up this thing that they're not sure what it is, and then she like wakes up and she's like super hungry, and now she starts being more impulsive.
Yeah.
And they find out that she's like a zombie.
Oh,
and it's like it's a much darker show than I would ever imagine Drew Barrymore to be.
It was a comedy.
It's like a Dexter comedy.
Oh, okay.
Like
there's funny stuff. Like okay,
I get it. That's a comedy.
Yeah.
But there's also like gory murder happening.
Got it.
So, like, Nathan Fillion is in the first episode,
mm-hmm.
and that should answer enough for you.
That sells me right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think I got a bunch of new stuff to watch. You're doing a good job selling me on all this stuff.
Yeah, actually. It's surprising, because, like, season two just came out, and the way I get stuff recommended to me, honestly, is I'm on Tinder. And someone's like, oh, I'm a big Netflix fan. I'm like, oh, like recommend me one show and I'll watch it.
Yeah. It's like, I've already seen that one.
So, another show. So that's exactly how I found Last Man on Earth and Santa Clarita Diet.
Wow. That's one way to do it. That's for sure.
I'm like, dude,
good recommendations then.
It's a good recommendation system because it gets me out of the algorithm.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah.
It gets me out of like the things that I would watch,
mm-hmm.
and I would never give Santa Clarita Diet a try, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I would try these shows unless I hear from somebody.
It's way more gory.
Really?
And the thing is, ever since I started watching it, I ask everyone, I'm like, oh, have you seen the show? And they're like, no. Like, it doesn't look like it's for me. She's like a zombie or something, and I'm like, but she's not.
Yeah.
Like, her flesh isn't rotting.
That's the thing about some Netflix shows is you never...
At this
you
point,
don't know what it's about enough.
So much.
That's actually the thing about a lot of shows. It's really hard to tell what a show is because you can never tell what a show is.
Stranger Things is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Everyone I know who didn't watch Stranger Things and then later on did.
Yeah.
Is because they're like, I don't want to watch that show. Like, it looks stupid. Like, sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's like the Goonies.
It's all shows like you only get it when you feel it. It's like Game of Thrones almost. Like I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I was like a Game of Thrones with swords and it's like no, but you watching you feel what everybody's talking about. Like Breaking Bad, describing it doesn't explain the show.
Yeah, like if you say like, oh, it's about a guy who has cancer and he used to be a science teacher and he has to cook meth.
Yeah.
You're like, that's boring.
Yeah, it seems dumb. Like what?
But there is something there that drives you to want to watch the show.
Yeah. It's just the way things are made or it's just the feeling of the show, not the description of. That's why it's the concept. Like, I don't know how they make any shows because like the concept, how do you sell that? That's, you can't really see it until they make it. I guess that's why they make so many pilots because they're like,
that
sounds dumb, but now that I see that pilot,
but that's also why pilots have to be so good.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it because pilots usually are so good.
That's why Netflix is awesome because they're like, oh, I'll give you a whole season.
Yeah.
Then you got time to be like, oh, the pilot doesn't have to be the end all be all.
Or they record a pilot, scrap it, and then do a whole season. And you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Because sometimes they have crappy pilots and then they like have to redo everything.
So Santa Clarita Diet, I like it so far. It's like,
right.
It's crazy. I don't know.
Okay.
Chef's Table Pastry came out this week. I watched the first episode, and it's Christina Tosi of Milk Bar fame. And any of my friends who have eaten something I've cooked for them knows about her without knowing her. And she's the person who invented cereal milk and all that jazz. And it's very interesting to hear her story and watch her cook in 4K. And I played some video games. I continued to play Kirby Star Allies. This time I played it with my niece and nephew, though, which is cool because you can play it with up to 3 friends.
Cool.
So that's fun.
Yeah, that seems like a really fun game.
And I've been playing Far Cry 5. Just crazy. It's a crazy game. Discussion this week, fake entertainment to real entertainment. What would you like to see in the real world?
All right. Man, you go for it. You got one?
Yeah, anything from Zootopia. Because in Zootopia, they had all these fake movies.
Mm-hmm. I want to see any of those. There was like the fake Tangled and the fake
Frozen.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah, I want to see any of those movies. Any movies replacing movies I've already seen with animals, I think, is genius.
That's true. I agree with that. Like when they did like Robin Hood, with like the cartoon, it had Fox and everything.
Kind of like that but cool. Different.
Different, but
I similar. Want it with the animals from Zootopia.
Yeah.
Or Austin Powers, the movie from...
With Tom Cruise and with all of them. Danny DeVito, I think.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one, too. I was thinking it's a movie in a movie, but then it's also a movie in a movie. So it's like movie Last Action Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that franchise that he goes into with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That be a franchise, which is kind of like him doing a Lethal Weapon kind of thing,
yeah,
basically. And then in the Last Action Hero world, they go to a Blockbuster and they see Stallone as the Terminator. I also want to see that as a movie. Yeah. I want to see Stallone as a Terminator.
That'd be pretty cool.
In a movie. Be cool. So it's like movie, it's both those movies I want to see.
That'd be cool if they did that in the new Terminator.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a joke Terminator where it was like,
yeah,
we took all the 80s action heroes and turned them into like killer robots.
Exactly. And then they could just kill them right away.
Yeah.
Just kill this Terminator. That'd be cool.
Next week, should streaming movies be eligible for festivals or awards? This has been a controversial topic lately. So. Yeah.
Movie business is changing.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Friend Request and Pele. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.